Okay.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Susan?
Yes.
Hey, Susan, how you doing? My name is Joey. I'm the pricing director here for Local Slash. How's your Wednesday going so far?
It's going good.
Okay, good. Well, we made it to middle of the week. I like to call it hump day. You know, we're getting closer to, you know, the weekend. So glad you guys are doing well. And I know you were speaking with Charles, and he actually does a great job of going over the program. And he did send you over to me so I can help you out with some pricing. So I'm obviously happy to do that here for you. But before I do, I just want to double check. I mean, do you have any questions or concerns about the actual, like, program or, you know, what we could do to bring you more business, anything like that?
All he said was get listed on Google on the first page.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're wrapping it up in a pretty tight nutshell, absolutely. Yeah, so what we'll do is that we'll get your business obviously listed directly on the first page. Have you ever had somebody try to do that for you, or is this your first time? Okay. Gotcha. All right, so I'm taking a look right now. It looks like you guys already have a Google business profile, right? It looks like it's two guys and might be you maybe standing in the middle for the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I see that. Looks like you have 5 reviews already so far and a 4-star overall rating, right?
Okay.
Perfect.
I guess I haven't looked in a long time, so.
Oh. No, it's okay. So you guys are looking good. You guys are looking good online. So because you guys already have 5 reviews and you guys are ranking over 4 stars, you know, we want to work with people that have good reviews online just because once we get you guys listed directly on the first page, what we can do is that you guys are construction workers, and I'm assuming you guys are like general contractors, right? So you don't just do one thing. You probably do a multitude of things, right?
Yeah.
So what we do is that we find out, you just let us know exactly what you guys want to be found for on the first page. So let's just use as an example, you know, bathroom remodeling. So like if somebody were to type in bathroom remodel near me, what we do is that we rank your business directly on the first page. Once you're on the first page, you're going to be in front of all those searches. So we want to make sure we're working with a company that has at least over 4 stars and at least a couple of reviews. So you guys are already looking great so far. So did you have any other questions or concerns?
No.
Cool. Okay, perfect. And so, I mean, the way that it works here, Susan, is it's there's only one position that we're looking to fill, and we are going to fill that today. So once we start working with you, because we're a premier channel partner for Google, Google basically caps us at one company per industry per area, which means that once we start working with you, we will not work with any other construction or general contractors that are in your area. It looks like you guys want to cover a 50-mile radius, so that's perfect. We'll actually be able to cover the 50-mile radius for you guys as well. And I also see you don't have any website. Do you guys have like a Facebook business page? Did you guys get around
we
to
have a
setting
website.
That up?
It's just down right now. And yeah, we have a Facebook page too.
Oh, you say your website's down. What happened there?
I just told him to take it down because he posted some stuff that wasn't supposed to be posted.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you guys have one. Okay, so you guys have one. Do you guys make your own changes and edits too? Like, were they not able just to edit it and keep the website live, or did they have to take it down?
Yeah, well, I moved to a different company, and instead of like dealing with it at that moment in time, I just take it down for right now.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. All right, so you have a website, and I guess you guys will be bringing that up and running. And I just wanted to make sure because we can connect that website directly to the Google business profile that you have there. So whether you have one now or later, it doesn't affect or change anything. It's just, you know, we want to make sure if you didn't have one, we have actually options here where we can actually build a new one as well. So just wanted to make sure you guys were covered at least on that front. And you said you did have a Facebook business page too, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let me go through everything here with you. So I'll go through pricing, and then I'll explain to you exactly what comes in that price as well. So from the looks of it, right now there's no contracts. You guys can cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either, right? And everything we do here is it's all month to month, right? And because we're a performance-based business, you know, we want to make sure that we're performing every single month for you guys. And if there's ever a point that we're not, obviously we should give you guys the freedom to choose another company, do it yourself, continue doing what you guys are doing now. So I wouldn't really lock anybody into any long-term contracts. But normally in your area, you guys are in Dallas, Texas, right? Is that where your mm-hmm. business is located? Okay, yeah. So if you're covering a 50-mile radius, I mean, that's a lot of people. You're typically looking at like $499 to $599 a month in order to get in front of that many people when you are listed on the first page of Google. But because there's a position available with our company, we are able to apply some legacy credits here for you. That's why you were actually transferred over to me. So I'm going to go ahead and apply those for you as well. So you're only looking at $249 a month. So it's $249 a month, and there is a $99 setup fee. It's basically a programming fee. We put about 100 hours into your account, and you get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases that you want to be found for. So that's 15 different jobs that will get you found for on the first page of Google. So we put about 100 hours into your account to make sure that we are ranking you directly on the first page of Google, and it only takes us 30 to 45 days. That's it, to get you guys from where you guys are currently at right now to the first page. Now, what's involved and what comes with that is obviously everything I just mentioned via Google, but we'll also make sure you guys actually have an online presence. So we'll make sure that your business is submitted to the top five directory. So Google is not one of them, obviously. And we also got Facebook as well, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. So we'll take care of all that for you. We actually handle all of your initial content creation as well on Bing, which is another search engine. And you know how nowadays most people are kind of searching more on their phones rather than maybe searching on like an actual physical desktop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what we do, that's all part of the optimization that we do for you. So we make sure that no matter where or how anybody's searching you, so whether it's on an iPhone, Android, tablet, laptop, you name it, we're going to make sure that you guys are popping up then, okay? And as far as your Facebook business page, have you guys ever tried doing like actual advertisements on Facebook, or do you guys just like kind of post?
I'm not sure. I had somebody handling that for a while, but I wasn't happy with the way that they like what they were posting. It looked like just really unprofessional and rudimentary.
Okay. Well, you're smart to stop that. You know, you don't want your business looking, you know, rudimentary online in any way, shape, or form. So I'm assuming what they were doing was they were just making posts. That was it. So were they doing any paid advertisements?
I don't know. I think I've done a couple paid advertisements, but honestly, like I don't deal with the advertisement part and I don't want to and I don't care. So, you know, like I just like it's just something I just can't handle.
I gotcha.
So I let somebody else do it. So I know we probably did run some ads. I don't think that they were very successful, but I know that
okay.
we did some posts and stuff like that. But you know,
absolutely.
4 months of that and it just I was like I could post these shitty ass ads on my own page, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now, so yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, yeah, so I don't see any paid advertisements. I do see the posts and things like that you're talking about. So, I do want to separate and clarify what we'll do for you. So we'll take their Facebook business page, we'll optimize it for you, but like. If you just make posts, you're only reaching out to the 158 followers that you guys currently have right now. So if any of those 158 see one of your posts, they see all of your posts. So it doesn't matter what you post. It's probably not going to change their mind to maybe do something. Where you guys are actually going to see success, statistically even, especially in your area because there's so many people, is we'll cover that 50-mile radius on Facebook and we'll do actual paid advertisements. The way that works is this. The same exact way that we're going to optimize your listing on Google, where you get to be found for 15 jobs and ranking on the first page of Google, what happens is that anytime somebody is making those searches on any of those search engines, let's say they don't make a decision, whenever they go back to their Facebook page, we're going to start showing them actual live advertisements of your company. So they don't have to be friends with you. So you'll be able to reach thousands of people every single month. So when they go back to their Facebook and as they're scrolling, they can say, hey, we saw that you were looking for as an example, a bathroom remodeler, right? And, you know, we got Green Go Construction LLC does bathroom remodels. So go ahead and click on this. It gives them an option to click to call you guys directly. you know, once your website and all that's set up and ready to go, we'll get it all connected too. They'll be able to visit the website, and they'll also be able to visit your Google Business Profile as well, right? So we basically get you the majority of your business through your Google advertisements and directly through Google. And then anybody that doesn't make those decisions, we catch the fallback on Facebook. So when you combine those two things together, it just really helps for a really consistent customer base. Now, I see that you guys have been in business for 16 years, so your business model has probably been word of mouth. Am I right? Or do you guys have like another, you know, SEO company that's just really crushing it and bringing you guys leads?
No, we do like mostly door knocking referrals and
of course.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Okay, perfect. So your business model is, you know, you guys go out and physically do those things, right? And then you just wait for a call, right? And then a call comes in, hey, I saw a door hanger. Hey, I saw your posting online. Or, hey, I saw this, that, and a third. And they ask if you have those services. So this doesn't disrupt what you guys are already doing. The only thing is that if you guys are out there physically doing those things, like doing like door knocking or hanging up posters and pictures, we're going to be doing the same thing except online. Except it's going to be faster and you'll be able to reach a lot more people, right? So the business model stays the same. They're going to call you, say, hey, we saw you on Google. Hey, we saw you on Facebook. I was wondering if you guys can do A, B, and C, right? All of that is actually included in that $249 a month. And that's it. Everything we do here is all month to month. So do you have any questions or concerns so far? Or is there anything that you want me to maybe elaborate a little further on?
No, not really. Not yet.
Okay, perfect. Well, if you do, obviously just let me know. So I know you said that you're not the one that handles the marketing side of things, but when it comes to our company, we will make sure that you or whoever you want to add as an administrative contact here on the account, we'll make sure that you guys are logging into your account manager here for our company. And what it does is that it shows you everything that we're doing, okay? So we don't pull any smoke, you know, the wool over your eyes, I guess you would say. You know, we make sure that you guys are able to see how many impressions, meaning how many people are visiting your guys' profile, how many people are calling you, where they're calling you from, how many people are clicking on your profile. So remember, because we're a month-to-month service, we want to make sure that we're obviously performing for you. So you'll be able to check, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, however you want to do, just to see, okay, well, if I'm investing the $249, where is that money going, right? Where is the actual investment coming from? And then you'll be able to track and see everything, because the one thing that's good about online is that everything is trackable. So we'll make sure that you guys will have access to it as well then. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I mean, what do you say so far, Susan? I mean, is this something that you're willing to give a shot? That way we can at least prove it to you?
Yeah, and how long did you say it takes before, like, results will be? And the 15 customers a month, what was that? It was like the first 15 people that type in roofing Dallas or something like that?
Thank you for clarifying, because that is not what I mean at all. If it was only 15 people, that is not working at all. So let me answer that a couple ways. First and foremost, let me break down a time frame for you. So once we get you guys enrolled, there's an interview that you'll do with our team. That could be today or tomorrow. It's usually about 30 minutes, and they dive into the nitty-gritty of your Google Business Profile and then the Facebook profile as well. Okay, that's step one. Step two is within the first 7 to 14 days, we're already running Facebook advertisements for you, and we've already got you submitted to the top 5 directories within the first week as well. So we're already putting a lot of time and energy into making sure that if anybody's searching anything online, you guys are able to be found for. Now, to clarify what I meant by the 15 keywords or phrases is, I'm assuming you guys do bathroom remodeling, right? I've been saying that this whole time,
no.
So I just want to make sure. Okay, okay. I was going to say,
roofing.
Might not even do that, so. Roofing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do,
so,
like storm restoration, so insurance work, roofing, you know, whatever.
Okay. So let's say roofing. All right, let's just make things simple. So if somebody types in roofer near me, or roofing installation near me, or new roof, addition to a house, you know, those are all considered keywords or phrases. So if you guys are a roofer, then that would be one of the keywords or phrases that we would use to rank your business on the first page of Google for. So if somebody typed in roofer near me, your business is the one that's going to pop up. That's one. The second one could be, you say you guys do like the storm damage.
Uh-huh.
So storm damage restoration near me. That would be number two of your 15. Does that make sense now?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So just to give you better numbers, since you brought it up, just in the last 30 days alone, there was 1,864 searches that was done in the last 30 days in your area looking for a roofer. So not 15, it was about 1,800 that was just done for that one keyword. You see what I'm saying? And then you can choose up to the 15 different ones. And then what we can do, because we're a premier channel partner for Google, we don't start you off on like the smallest, cheapest, low ranking keywords. We make sure that we find whatever is the most profitable keywords for your business. We find out which ones have the most traffic, and then we use those to rank your business on the first page of Google. Same way that we optimize your Facebook page, your Google business profile is the same exact way that we optimize your Facebook page. The only difference is that it's on Facebook, so when they're scrolling, and how I kind of explained that to you earlier.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. What do you say? You want to at least get the ball rolling?
Yep.
Cool. All right. I think you'll love the program. Obviously, a couple of things here that we'll need from you. First and foremost, I know you sound pretty passionate about not dealing with marketing. So is it you that's going to be on this account? Is it somebody else? Or, you know, I'm happy to do either or, but.
Yeah. I mean, just put me for now.
Okay. All right, that's no problem. All right, so we got your first name as Susan, right? Is it S-U-S-A-N?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your last name, Susan?
Little.
Little. And what is a good business email address for you guys?
Susan at gringoconstructionllc.com.
Susan at gringoconstructionllc.com.
Yeah, and it's G-R-E-E-N-G-O. Gringo Construction.
Gringo. Oh, Construction. That's right.
And then LLC.
Perfect. So Susan at gringoconstructionllc.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I don't know if you'll find this funny, but I'm Spanish. I'm Puerto Rican. Do you know a little bit of Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you know what gringo is?
Yeah.
Okay. When you said it, like, obviously I'm looking as green go, like to go, but when you said it, I was like, oh, it sounds like gringo, but anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's intentional.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I love it. All right, perfect. And a good phone number for your clients to call you. We got 469-258-1907.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys are in Dallas, Texas. I think your time zone's split. Are you guys central or mountain?
Yeah, we're central.
Central, okay. And the business address that have, right?
Oh, sorry. Maybe we're Eastern Standard.
Yeah, let me double check because I know Texas.
I think we're central.
Yeah, let me double check real quick. Dallas.
Okay.
Texas, time zone. Central.
Where are y'all?
We are located in Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're Pacific. So that's why every time we want to make sure we set the times right, we have to get the time zones because we can, as a premier channel partner for Google, we can cover 48 of the 50 states. So we just want to make sure that's good. And the business address we have here is 9963 Burnham Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75243, right?
Yeah. That won't be listed, will it?
It depends. If it's a home address, which is common, we can actually hide it on Google so that nobody's just randomly shown up to your house. If it's not, then we can obviously show it. So that would be up to you.
Yeah, hide it, please.
We sure can. Absolutely. I'll put in a note here that we will hide it for you. Okay. Now, the fun part is the keywords. Now, remember, you'll speak with our team. It's about 30 minutes, and they'll dive into the nitty-gritty with everything for you. So if you can't come up with all the keywords right now, that's totally fine. But I at least want to get them started so they can start reviewing this. Do you have any specific, like, and it can be general, too. It doesn't have to be specific, but do you have any keywords that you want to be found for? Obviously, one is roofer. The other one would be... For you said storm, Roofing, yep.
Roofing near me.
Yeah. So we'll find
all that.
We'll do all those, but we'll just talk about the job. So one is roofer,
okay.
Right? The other one would be storm. You said storm damage repair, or
you could do hail damage.
Hail damage. Okay. Any others?
Insurance claims.
Perfect. All right. Anything else?
I don't know. Not right now.
Okay. That's okay. This is plenty. So your bread and butter is basically roofing, right? Storm or hail damage, insurance claims.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, we'll do the research for you and then we'll find those higher traffic keywords here. So that's no problem. And for your business, you guys are licensed and insured, correct? Or are you at least one or the other?
Yeah, we're licensed.
Okay, perfect. And you guys already have a website that you guys are going to be set up. So are you guys okay with who you guys are currently using right now for your website? Would you guys be looking for us to do the website? If we go over a couple of things, I can actually include it here for you. So it's up to you. Doesn't change what we're doing, but I want to give you some options.
It probably needs to be managed by somebody new, I guess, because I'm not working with those other people anymore.
Okay, and I do know that, and I know you say you had somebody else, so I just wanted to make sure it's something that you want. Now, let me break down what we can do. So if you wanted us to handle it, it's included in the $99 setup fee that we have. And what we can do is that we can build the we'll build the website for you. We'll manage it. We'll maintain it for you. We'll make all the changes, edits, and updates for you. We'll connect it to the Google Business Profile. We handle all the marketing for you. Obviously, you guys have creative input, so trust me, you could just tell us how you want the website to look. We'll do it. But in overall, it'd be all taken care of for you. So your monthly premium is always going to be the same. It's just going to be $249 a month. So today would just be $348, and then every month after that would just be the $249, even if we added the website.
Okay.
You want us to do that?
Sure.
Okay. That's perfect. That's actually better for us. So, all right. And then the 50-mile radius that you guys are covering, is that the zip code for 75243? Or is there like a neighbor zip code? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, but can we change zip codes from time to time? Because like, wherever the hail hits is where we go, so that one, it'll be our radius. But this is a pretty good radius to start with, I guess.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a perfect radius for sure, especially where you guys are currently located. There's a lot of people that are in that area. To answer your question, yes, you can. If, let's say, 6 months from now, it's like hail season and you want us to kind of like revamp it, just give us 30 days in advance where you typically know where the hail is going to be. You know what I mean? And then what we'll do is that we'll get started on that new zip code to market your business.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
So it goes 50 miles, but I really don't want the people south of here to, I don't want to market in that direction.
Okay.
I mean, not necessarily. So, is it just the radius that we have to do or whatever?
It's the radius that you have to do, but if you guys want to shrink it, we can go down to 10 miles. So if you didn't, you know what I mean? Or we can do a neighboring zip code, like if there's something that's a little bit, let's see, Dallas, Texas. Let's see. So you said you don't want to cover... Where are you guys? Let me see. Dallas.
Well, I mean, that'll be fine. 50 miles.
You sure?
Be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was looking at some of this.
This has 25 miles in each direction.
Yeah, it's basically it's literally like a circumference. So you're basically just looking at a 50-mile circumference. It bleeds a little bit more and a little bit less in between those. You know what I mean? It's not like an exact, but it's a, Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Like I said, it is changeable. So if you start noticing you're getting a lot of people southern that you don't want to do, call us. Say, hey, can we just like move it a little bit further north? Because we're starting to get a lot of these calls and you don't want them, and that'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And Susan, okay, so for the card you're going to use, I'm going to read you off a voice verification. Because I've been talking a lot and I want to make sure I get this all in writing for you. So I'm going to read you off a voice verification that reiterates everything we talked about and make sure we're good to go. Obviously, if you have any questions, just let me know then. But we'll do the card number now. This is going to be a tax write-off. So it comes up as Google Marketing. So if you guys have like a business card, we do recommend using that. If you have any other debit or credit card, obviously that works for you guys as well, but I always like to make sure you guys are fully aware. The address for the card that you're going to use, is it the 9963 Burnham Drive or is it different?
Yeah, 9963 Burnham Drive.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then whenever you are ready and in a safe spot, just going to save the card now, and then we'll go over the voice verification. Is it a Master, Visa, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And then whenever you are ready and in a good spot, we'll do card number, expiration, and then 3 digits on the back.
5322-3100-0290-5316.
Okay.
Okay. And expiration. 225.
Okay.
And 795.
Okay. All right. And let me get you a security question here for our company. This is for your safety. It's to make sure that you know that you are speaking to Local Splash, which is us. And there is 3 questions you get to choose. You could choose only one of them, okay? So I'll read them off, and you just let me know which one you want, and then we'll get the answer for them then, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you can choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one you want?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And if you want to say, then spell that for me.
C-H-I-L-D-R-E-E.
And the first 2 letters, you said C as in Charlie, H as in hotel?
Yes.
I-L-D-R-E-E?
Yes.
Oh, that's an interesting name. What, is it Childry?
Yeah, Childry.
Childry? Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Is that I haven't heard that name actually, literally. Is that like a nationality thing or?
Oh, no, I don't know. It's really not my mother's maiden name, but it's the maiden name that I always use for
question. Yeah. To be honest with you, I've taken cybersecurity and the way that these are supposed to be, as you're not supposed to say your actual like first pet's name or the city you were born. You're supposed to do a fake one because if people
right.
know you,
yeah.
they're just going to log into your account, right? So, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We'll keep it a secret. So, I just thought that was a little interesting. Okay, let me read you off the voice verification. Like I said, if you have any questions or concerns while I'm going through this, obviously let me know. But it's just to reiterate everything we kind of talked about. Then, okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Gringo Construction.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Susan Little, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, obviously, we do want to make sure we're getting you guys the results as fast as possible. So we're going to call you. It's going to come from an 877 number. That's our primary headquarters number. And anytime we call you, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to move that needle forward for you. So if we do call and you guys are in the middle of a job or you're busy, totally fine. The only thing we ask is just give us a call back as soon as you can. So that way we can, you know, just in case, you know, Google, you know, needs anything additional or, you know, anything that we need here in our account, we want to make sure that we're obviously doing that as quickly as we can then, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then obviously and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you guys agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And really all that means is we're going to be doing a lot for you guys. So before you sign up with anybody else, which you're more than welcome to do, while you still have us too, but before you sign up with anybody else, just ask us and see if we're already doing that for you, because most likely we are. So we'd hate for you to pay twice for something that we might already be doing. So that's the only reason that we asked then, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then your initial payment, that would be today and 313 of 24, and that is going to be 348, which does include that $99 setup fee. That's for your Google Business Profile, the website, and then also the Facebook marketing as well. But every single month after that, so the 13th of every month, so April 13th, May 13th, so on and so forth, is only going to be $249, okay? It's going to be reoccurring. Now, as I stated to you earlier, Susan, you may discontinue with your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is call customer support. You can contact me directly. I'll make sure, even before we process this, I'll make sure that we have everything set up here. You have my information. So even if you want to, like, shoot me a quick text message or shoot me a quick email or call me, I want to make sure that I'm available for you guys as well then, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then the last thing is that we do have a pause feature too. So in an instance where you guys are getting a little overwhelmed with work and you guys are pretty backed up, well, you don't have to pay for your marketing. Call us. We'll keep you on retainer. We'll pause your listing, which means that we will not charge you. We'll stop the marketing, so calls are going to slow down. But once you guys get caught up with your work, let's say 2-3 months later, give us a call and say, hey, guys, you know, we're slowing down again. Can you guys go ahead and start the marketing all over again? We say, no problem. We flip the switch. We start your marketing back up and running then, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right. And now last thing here is, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and process this now. Let's stay on the phone here. You're going to get a text message. You're also going to get an email as well. And then we are going to schedule that time right now. I don't know if your schedule looks better today. I don't know if it looks better tomorrow, but what is going to be a better time to meet with the team? It's just a phone call, so you don't have to dress to impress. So you want to take a look at it for today?
Yeah.
All right. And let's see, we got later is available. Let's see, we can do, you want to do 3 p.m.?
Sure.
Will that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to schedule you guys in there today at 3 p.m., so we are all set there. Now, I did send you a text message as well. Did that come in yet?
No, I don't have anything yet.
Okay, let's give it a second here. Sometimes it's a little delayed. But it's going to be a welcome email. And you're also going to get it. You also should have received an email as well. If not, we'll give it another 10 seconds here. And that should go to your Susan at the Gringo Construction LLC.
Okay.
All right. Did you get anything yet?
Joey Alameda.
That's me. Yep.
Alameda. Yeah. How do you say it?
It's Almeida. It's Portuguese, so okay. Yeah, not a lot of people can say it correctly, but it's Almeida.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Got it.
Cool. Okay. And did you get the text message as well?
No.
All right, let me double check here. Oh, is this not a cell phone to 469-258-1907?
It is.
Oh, it is. Let's find out why it didn't go. Everything's green on my side. SMS. It looks... I'm going to send this to you via email. I don't know why. It did say successfully sent. Oh, you did?
I got it. Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm looking. I'm like, dang, it said it's sent. So in there, if you want to take a look at the terms, it should say, Susan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice. Please click on here. And then there's like a little hyperlink that's there. Do you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and click on that for me. And there's going to be your terms and conditions. All you have to do is you can take your time, read right through them if you want to. All the way at the bottom, it's going to give you an option to hit a checkbox. And then it'll also give you an option to type in your name. You'll just do Susan Little and then hit submit. You know you've done it correctly. When you get to the next screen, it's going to be a login screen for username and password. We're just going to stop it right there because remember, I said that we're going to get you logged into your account manager that shows you everything that we're doing. That's going to be it, but that won't be done until today at, I believe you said 3:00.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm still here, so whenever you're ready and you get to that screen, just let me know.
Okay. Upload a picture of tools and equipment which you use to carry out your work.
Oh, yeah. So
have a picture of that.
That's okay. So don't worry about any of that stuff now. You just want to make sure that...
It won't let me go forward without it.
Oh, without, what, huh? Without submitting a picture?
Yeah. Yeah, it says it's a required question. I can get a copy of my business card and...
All right, let's do this. Hold off on that. When our team calls you today at 3:00, they'll go over all this with you. Usually it doesn't,
okay.
Because you guys already have, a lot of times when we enroll somebody, they might not have like a Google business profile and we have to get them approved. So our team is going to check to make sure you guys are legitimately approved on Google because when we get you on the first page of Google, we're going to also get you like PIN verified. So did you get a letter in the mail from Google? It's like a 5-digit PIN code that you had to approve yourself on Google. Did that happen before?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why I thought, because sometimes people aren't. So that's why Google requires them to take pictures. So let's just pause it here. You're all set and went green on my side. So you're good to go. We got that call today at 3:00. They're going to go over everything with you as well. Is there like an administrative contact? Is there anybody else you want me to add on this account that's going to be part of that call or anything like that? Or is it just going to be you?
Probably just me.
Okay. Well, you guys are all set, Susan. Do you have any other questions or concerns for me?
No, thank you.
Okay. Hey, not a problem at all. Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you for trusting us enough for that 1%. We're going to earn the other 99% as well. So if you have any questions or concerns, all you have to do is just give us a call, and then we'll take it from there. But if not, we'll talk to you today at 3:00.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.